This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To talk about
murder.
Welcome to My Favorite Murder.
Hi, welcome. That was Georgia.
That's Karen.
And we are here to talk to you about the thing that you want to talk about the most, because we do too. Murder.
That your friends don't want to talk about.
You know what? Some people are fear-based, and that's fine. Sure. That's the way they live. They want to put their hands over their eyes and pretend like it's reality isn't happening.
Yeah.
But not us, friends.
Nope. Some of us want to just like jump into the pool of terror.
Yeah. So there's an old saying, you have to go into the mouth of the ghost.
Ooh.
That's what we do here.
We are the ghost mouths.
We are adventurers into ghost mouths. So suck it.
Hey, did you see that the house from the first season of American Horror Story, the haunted house? You can now Airbnb that house. Can we record an episode from there? Like,
oh my god, that'd be amazing! That big brick thing that has like the turrets and stuff.
It's like a gothic.
Yeah.
Yeah, like arts and crafts gothic.
Where the guy from the Law Show lived and. Like, they had the maid and stuff?
Yes.
Okay. I liked that first season a lot.
I did, too. Spending the night there, middle of the night, lights off, quiet. We'll do some ghost hunting.
Ghost stuff?
Ghosty stuff.
Was there a murder taking place in there at all?
No.
Aside from the TV show?
I know, no.
But it is a creepy old house.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
I mean, maybe the murder hasn't been found yet. We'll dig up the yard.
Maybe it'll happen that night. Somewhere nearby.
Like in the house.
Dig up the yard.
Yeah.
Just start digging for bones.
We're looking for bones. We haven't talked about my new favorite show, the O.J. Simpson show.
Love it.
Is that what it's called?
The People versus O.J. Simpson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It is also one of my favorite shows. Oh,
David Schwimmer.
Oh, Schwimm.
Stop it. You're breaking my heart.
Stop it. What about when they were in Chin Chin? The Kardashian family went to Chin Chin. That is so LA if you don't live
Chin
here.
Chin Chin.
Chin Chin is a terrible Chinese chain, or delicious, depending on who you are.
I haven't heard of it since the 90s.
It is so 90s. Like, yeah. It's where we used to go when I moved here in 1994.
Really?
All the time.
Oh, my God.
That was like the place everyone wanted to go.
It was like the Ivy.
Yeah, but cheap and in the valley.
Yeah.
And the idea that they were like, we cut the line and tension is, oh my God.
Like, this is where we want to go, because this is where, like, I went to bat mitzvahs of these kind of girls, where it's like, we go to Chin. Like, I went to camp with the Fonz's daughter.
Oh.
And so they probably went to Chin Chin a lot.
I bet, because they eat that Chinese chicken salad. Back then, everybody thought it was diet.
Right.
That's how the 90s were.
It's good. That show is great. I love that it's going off the premise that he totally did it.
Well, yeah, because he did.
I know.
Is the thing.
He abso-fucking-lutely did.
He really, really did. Because that's the thing is, as we discuss and find in all of these stories mm-hmm. that we tell and cases that we talk mm-hmm. about, things happen for a reason, mm-hmm. and B, the people that do them have histories of doing things.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so strange that still the legal system treats these things like it's out of the blue, where it's like, yes, if a man consistently beats the shit out of his wife, that will escalate. Things escalate.
Yep. Well, you know what I think is really interesting is that we consist that instead of looking into the history and why and what happened exactly and what's the most obvious answer, the answer is then to give them a defense attorney to argue a fucking fantasy or like a fucking daydream that they somehow didn't do it, and here is why maybe it didn't happen, you know, or this way or that way. It's like,
or just to those huge distractions of like basically they were putting the LAPD on trial,
right,
which they deserved because the Rodney King riots had just, you know, the Rodney King beating had just happened.
But that's like so not even close to the same thing, you know.
But the argument of a black man can't get a fair trial, or like, you know, that the system is against black people and black men specifically, was so true and had never been really broached before. And I remember white people being like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's such a bunch of crap. And it's like, how would you know?
Dude, okay. Rodney King's trial took place in Simi Valley with zero black people on the jury.
Yeah.
It, I think it was even all men, or maybe it was one woman.
Ridiculous. No, it's bad.
Simi Valley, which is like the whitest fucking place in Los Angeles, with zero black people on the jury.
Yeah.
Anyways.
No, yeah, not a jury of his peers. No. I mean, like, just crooked and bad all around. So there is a kind of, like, it was a get back in a way.
Yeah, it
but
absolutely was.
But it's funny to watch it, like, that's right when I moved here, all that stuff happened.
Yeah.
Like, we're living through it. I remember being in, I think it was Golden Apple Comics, and they were like, OJ's running, the Bronco is on the highway and running up to our friend Laura's house, and everybody just gathering there and watching it on TV.
Well, I just remember when the verdict was about to be read, it was like, okay, everyone knows he's guilty, he should be convicted, nobody wants another riot, and it was so traumatizing, the first riot, that it was like it wasn't worth it to see him be convicted, because that was fucking scary and no one wanted to go through that again.
Right.
So
definitely would have happened.
Yeah. And it was almost a relief when it was not guilty, because it was like, okay, you know what? Black people deserve this after what we've fucking put them through here in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just weird though, because when you watch it, it's such a fascinating thing. Like watching them, Marsha Clark and her whole team, acting like it's a slam dunk case.
Oh yeah,
when you know what's really going to happen.
Total. Marsha Clark. What's her character from American Horror Story? She's incredible.
Oh, Sarah Paulson.
Yeah.
But her hair is so distracting. All I can do is think about how long it took to curl every piece of that
hair. Oh. That had to be a perm. Was that a perm, or was she like, you absolutely can't perm me?
Or it must have been a wig. No one lets anybody perm their hair anymore.
Yeah.
Do they?
No.
I don't know.
The sad thing, of course, is the murder victims that just didn't get any recognition.
No.
But
no, it was not about them at all.
No. I just can never forget that. I never forgot the quote that, like, Nicole was almost decapitated. That's how deep. It wasn't he slit her throat. She was almost decapitated.
He was, like, going berserk.
Yeah, he cut into her. Oh, God.
It's crazy.
It's so crazy.
And, like, that idea of how they started the whole thing with the dog with bloody feet.
Totally.
Walking up. Like, barking. The guy finding a dog.
It's a good show.
It's very good. And then also insanely cheesy.
Yeah.
It's so enjoyable. Like, John Travolta, God bless him.
He is killing it.
He's my fave.
Do you think he was really like that?
Robert Shapiro?
Yeah.
Probably. But he didn't have blue eyes.
Yeah,
we know that.
Right. It's really corny. There's so many corny things. Every single line that Marsha Clark says is like cut to commercial. Like she can't say a line without it cutting to commercial.
But the best was at the end of the last episode.
Oh,
spoiler alert. When she sees, she just goes, motherfucker.
Yeah, I think that's the first motherfucker on TV, right?
I think so. Because it's FX, right? So they're a little edgy.
When she says motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
When she says that about
Johnny Cochran.
Yeah.
Because he joined the team.
And he's, his story's great too.
Oh, everyone is.
Yeah, but I really just want to hug David Schwimmer.
Yeah, because who knew that, was it Robert Kardashian?
Yeah.
Who knew he was such a great guy?
Who knew he was a great guy that would spawn the literal devils? Like,
well,
the downfall.
All those discussions where they're like, you can't, it's not about fame. You have to have a good heart.
Well, I keep thinking about are his kids watching him being like, fuck my dad, I miss my dad.
Probably.
It's sad.
It is sad.
He died, like, not too long after that, which is so sad.
I'm sure. Can you imagine how stressful it would have been to be that guy in that situation?
That guy knows his friend is guilty and has to defend him.
He also had to use the phrase Uncle Juice a lot, which I think is may have been the thing that killed him. That could have been it.
Yeah, that would be hard. Uncle Juice. He's not their real uncle. Oh, Kris Jenner, killing it.
Oh, Selma Blair. God
Selma
bless.
Blair. Do you think she was like, this is the end of my career, or was she stoked about it?
Stoked.
Okay.
Yeah, because you see all those other people on that cast.
That's true.
Like,
that's true.
I love this.
They're great.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, we also have to talk about the fact that we're both watching Autopsy, but should we save that for...
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry I don't have the name, because someone mentioned it to us on the Twitter page.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a man, and he said, oh, Autopsy was amazing. I watched all of it. And I went, Autopsy, huh? And then I looked it up, and I had never seen it.
You had never heard of it or seen it?
I think I may have heard of it, but I'd never seen it.
I had always just figured it. And I think I had, like, watched maybe the wrong episode where, like, he was literally just in an autopsy room cutting into someone and talking and discussing it.
Yeah.
Which I thought the whole thing was like that. And no, it's like case stories from this crazy guy, like, this crazy coroner's past and how he solved crimes based on the autopsy.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
And, like, the most, and also they kind of fold in, like, I've watched a couple now the last time. The last one I was watching was number 9 mm-hmm. when I texted you. Because mm-hmm. It's other people. They get other corners in there, too, because they're basically just getting all the craziest stories.
Yeah.
And I won't give that one away. I'll just let people watch it. It's so good.
I want to know.
It's what I texted you. Remember where they opened up a guy?
Yes.
And should I just say it?
There was
voodoo dolls inside.
Inside his body?
Karen,
I read that as inside of his coffin.
No.
Wait a minute.
Are you inside of his body?
Yes.
There were.
No.
That's why I was so upset.
I'm gonna go cry. I thought you meant like I thought because I read
like
it as like they
next to his
no
by
yes.
the satin pillow.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's fucked up. Okay, no.
And it turned out the woman that ran the funeral home was practiced voodoo. You got to see her too. She is worth the entire episode.
She looks totally normal, right?
She has the best hair I've ever seen. And she's a badass. And she was basically trying to get rid of all the other funeral homes, like all her competitors, and do better financially. So she made voodoo dolls for all of them and then sewn them up inside this man's corpse.
At what point in that whole operation are you like, I might be a little crazy?
Yeah, this might not be a great idea.
Yeah, this could come back.
Yeah, what will this look like from the outside?
Right. Just everyone, you can be as crazy as you want, but act normal.
Yeah, or just try to step out for 1 second
right.
and be like, if someone discovers this,
totally.
How crazy will I look?
Totally.
That's good advice.
I think that is too. So everyone watch Autopsy. Someone on Twitter suggested, or on our Facebook page, we have a Facebook group, My Favorite Murder, that you can join. Someone suggested that we just do a live episode, or just do an episode where we just watch an episode of Autopsy and just talk about it.
That's a great idea.
They can watch along with us.
A very good idea.
I love it.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you can go on because it's on HBO Go or HBO
right.
Now or whatever.
Apparently there's a lot of episodes on YouTube as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there's like, you can find them everywhere.
Love it.
We're doing it.
We're going to have all kinds of events.
Yeah, it's also a little dated, which I fucking love when I'm watching true crime shit. Do you ever go back and watch Forensic Files?
Yo, yeah.
Oh, it's like 2002, which doesn't seem that long ago.
Please.
It's so long ago.
The blouses tell a different story.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
It's so good. I can even deal with reenactments when they're like vintage reenactments.
Yeah. I love reenactors. Well, that's a whole different
podcast. Dude, I can't watch a reenactment and not picture the person's headshot.
Yes.
And their whole family watching because it's Billy's big break or whatever.
Yes. I always think about that.
That depresses
me. That
me.
Sometimes they cast women that actually look like real women. So it's like, this is like, she's the one that got picked finally.
Yeah.
Even though that, you know, like in probably in her agency or whatever.
Yeah. But then you think about the, like the breakdown of what they were calling for. And it's like big, fat, stupid woman.
That murders people.
That murders. Like that nobody trusts and likes. And it's like, oh, that's what I got cast as.
You know what? No small parts. Everybody has got to get their story
told.
Is that
what they say? No small part. Oh, no. Who would play us?
Well, Selma Blair would play me. For
definitely.
Sure.
Yeah. Definitely.
And then Liza Minnelli. David Schwimmer would play you.
I'll take it. Okay. I feel like I always start with My Favorite Murder.
So you want me to go first?
Sure. Do you want to go first?
I will. And this is under the guise we were talking about right. kids that kill. But I don't know if we still did that.
I did.
Oh, good.
So
I did too.
We decided that we're now going to have every episode has a theme or like a, you know, a what's the point? A subject.
Yeah. Point. Or yeah, just, I mean, I guess theme's the right word.
Theme or subject. Yeah. So we can kind of like matchy match. So this was kids. Were we doing kids that kill their parents?
That's what I did.
Okay, me too.
Okay.
Good. Yay, we did it.
Georgia, have you ever been blown away by the most simple dish at a restaurant, like perfectly scrambled eggs?
Oh my God, yes, Karen. And then all I want to do is make that dish at home and eat it every day.
Well, you probably could, as long as you have the chef's secret ingredient, Made In cookware.
Made In was created to bring restaurant quality performance kitchenware to home chefs around the world.
For years, they've built their business by supplying restaurants and top chefs with high-end cookware. Some of Tom Colicchio's most treasured dishes at his restaurant Kraft are made in Made In.
Whether you're cooking for professional critics or just the critics you live with, your meals will benefit from the quality of Made In products.
Like their carbon steel cookware, it combines the best of both cast iron and stainless steel clad, so it's rugged enough for grills or an open flame. It's the MVP of summer cookouts and cook-ins. What I really love about Made In cookware is that it actually makes something like having a Memorial Day barbecue much more convenient because you can keep everything on the grill. If you need to throw, say, a pan of garlic up on the top while you're grilling your steaks on the bottom, it's strong enough, durable enough to do that.
If you want to take your cooking to the next level, remember what so many great dishes have in common. They're all Made In, Made In.
Save up to 25% this Memorial Day from May 18th through May 27th when you visit madeincookware.com.
That's M-A-D-E-I-N cookware.com.
Goodbye.
If you're like me, you're always looking for a story to dive into. Whether it's a family drama or a mystery to solve, the key to getting hooked is the details. I need rich visuals and intricate storylines, and June's Journey has that and more. June's Journey is a mobile mystery game that follows June Parker, a daring young woman, on a quest to uncover the truth about her sister's murder. This is your chance to test your detective skills because you'll play the game as June herself. Explore beautifully designed scenes from the 1920s, like lavish estates and gardens, and don't forget to keep an eye out for hidden clues. There are twists, turns, and catchy tunes, all leading you deeper into the thrilling storyline. And if you play well enough, you could make it to the Detective Club. There, you'll chat with other players and compete with or against them. June needs your help, but watch out, you never know which character might be a villain. Shocking family secrets will be revealed, but will you crack the case? Find out as you escape this world and dive into June's world of mystery, murder, and romance. It's all just one tap away. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. That's June's Journey. Download the game for free on iOS and Android. Goodbye.
So I did Alex and Derek King.
Which I don't know about, so I'm excited to hear this.
Okay.
Because you sent me a photo, and I was like, I'm not looking this up. Just tell me about it.
So the first time I ever saw these kids on the news, Alex King, at the time, I think he was either 12 or 13, he looked like he was 8 years old. He looked like a baby-faced baby.
Holy shit.
Very small boy. And his brother, who was like a year, maybe 2 years older than him, Derek King, was kind of bigger, like looked like a teenager.
Hold on, I'm gonna get cozy.
Yeah, lay all the way down. I'm gonna tell you a story. So, okay. And I remember seeing it where it was like, you know, kids who kill and whatever, and they'd killed their father. So the deal was, a house was on fire. Firemen go to put the house out. They put the fire out and go in, and then in the other part of the house that isn't burnt, they find a dead body. Uh-oh. And they know that it's dead from not from the fire, but they can see that it has head wounds. And so the next day, Alex and Derek King turn themselves in to the sheriff's.
Wait, tell me their age again.
12 and 13.
Holy shit.
Yeah, babies. And you got to see the picture, the one mugshot of Alex King. He's just got zits all over his forehead. Ugh. He just is like, it's a child. It's like sixth grade, seventh grade.
Yeah.
And so they turn themselves in and they say that they had run away from home because their dad was too strict, to their dad's friend, Ricky Chavez's house. And they stayed there for a week, and they knew that they were going to get punished when they went back home. So they decided to kill him. To avoid being punished.
Because they're children.
Because they're children. And also, they ran away because their dad... so what had happened, it's a very sad story, of course, but it's like the mother and father have Alex, and then she has twins, and then she leaves all four boys, leaves the husband, and just bails.
I will never be able to wrap my head around moms who just later. I mean, dads too, but you know.
Well, in this story particularly, there's a lot of things I wish I knew more about, and yeah. I read every single article on Google when I put their names in. It just went down until I got to, there was an article on the NAMBLA website, which is the National Association for Man Boy Love or whatever.
That's a thing you can click on?
You can click on it. I didn't realize until after I clicked and read the story. And at the end, it was like a person that was trying to rationalize. Or I was like, oh my God, where have I gone? Because I just kept
Holy
on reading
shit,
stories.
Kara, I've never come across that in all my weird.
It was like the 10th article.
And you can click on it. Do you think that the government is tracking you now?
100%. And they should be. Like that. But it was the defense I have is that it was just the next article down. Like what, I wasn't
checking. Did it say anything different or anything inflammatory?
It told this part of the story. It is inflammatory, but it's that creepy, creepy thing of, so they ran to Ricky Chavez's house. Mm-hmm. And the reason they like to go there is because he let them smoke pot and play video games. And
pervert,
he was molesting Alex. And he had convinced Alex that they were in love. This guy was 39. That they were in love and that Alex was gay. And so herein starts the soap opera of this story, because
Jesus, I was not expecting that angle.
Yeah, it's rough. So the NAMBLA article, of course, is like, people don't understand these relationships or whatever, where
what
I was like, wait, what? Hold on. Yeah, it's creepy. But so that guy drove them to the sheriff's department to turn themselves in. But then they got him and they were like, so what exactly are you doing here? And then it turns out, so he gets held for like aiding and abetting, essentially,
okay.
You know, like,
but
keeping them.
Did he have anything? But he knew that they had killed his dad when they were staying there. Okay.
So the two young boys confess and they have their confessions taped and they're very detailed about it.
Did you watch them? Can you watch them? You can't probably. Huh?
No, it's tape recorder.
Oh,
from what I understand.
Okay.
But then, a little while later, they recant, like a couple months later. And mm-hmm. I think it's probably when they got lawyers mm-hmm. and when the lawyers like put everything out and were like, hold on a second.
Yeah.
You ran to the molester's house to hang out the day after you killed your father. What's really going on here? And then they came back and said that we were trying to cover for Ricky. It turned out he killed our father.
Bullshit.
And this whole thing was his idea.
Bullshit.
And that's where it all started. And I remember when I saw that news story, it was like they were basically presented as like these evil children. Like you immediately believed mm-hmm. It was such a bias. It was such a weird bias. Mm-hmm. They were like, he has, and this young one has a relationship with this guy.
As if that kid is somehow perpetuating the relationship.
Yeah. Or
it's his fault that.
Yes.
Or he's seducing the older man somehow.
Because they're basically trying to sell the story of like these two devil children.
Oh, no.
When really, as we all know, it's like this guy was in their life. So clearly Alex was being groomed for a long time. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just the grossest thing.
Yeah.
Also, so basically when the mom bailed, the dad, after a little while, was like, I can't handle four boys by myself. So they all got put in, like, Alex went to a foster home. The twins went somewhere else.
Oh, no.
And then the older boy went and lived with the principal of the local high school.
Well, that can't be chill.
I don't think so. And then he stayed there until like 2 months before this murder. So, and Alex came back from the foster home. I can't get any information about what happened, but they said it didn't work
right.
out or something.
Right.
But we all know what foster homes
sure.
can be like.
Sure.
But Alex was doing good at home with his dad. Then Derek showed up. And then 2 months later, the dad's murdered.
Do we know, did the mom come back for the trial?
Yeah.
Oh,
the mom
dear.
Not only came back for the trial, when they basically were found guilty. I think they were found guilty of second-degree murder or something.
Mm-hmm.
The
Wait,
mom
how
showed
did they,
up.
They hit him with something and then set his body on fire?
Baseball bat.
Son of a
Derek
bitch.
Hit him with the baseball bat. Alex said it was his idea. And then they lit the house on fire because they thought they were going to get rid of all the evidence.
If you're going to kill someone and then light their body on fire, if they don't have charred lungs, it's clear that they didn't die in the fire, everyone.
Yeah, but you can't just burn somebody.
No.
It doesn't work that way.
And,
I mean, yeah.
I'm telling people how to get away with
it. Yeah.
Like, just almost kill them so that they inhale the smoke when they... No, okay.
I mean, yeah, that's one way, but still they might find stuff on the body.
You can't get away with killing someone. Anyways,
it's very difficult to get away with killing someone. So, they also brought the guy up on charges, all kinds of charges. They had, like, the aiding and abetting thing, and they had on kidnapping, and, of course, like, 10 counts of molestation. He had already, he was a convicted pedophile.
Of course he was.
How was he the family friend?
Who,
like, that's what I want to know.
This is why you don't make friends with people.
At all.
Ever.
But, so anyway, they have two trials. The two boys are tried, and then this guy is Ricky Gervais is tried.
We just start spreading this rumor.
Yeah, that'd
Ricky
be bad.
Gervais.
That'd be bad. but they try the adult man first, mm-hmm. and then seal his the results. And so when the boys are tried, we don't know whether or not jury found that guy guilty.
Oh, because it'll influence the jury.
They basically were both. So like 3 months after they made that confession, then they got they lawyered up.
Right.
They basically came back and said, he did it. We were covering for him. Uh-huh. And this whole thing was his plan. And we were in the trunk the whole time. And he did all of it.
And he was like, nope.
Yes. And so that guy's lawyer has to represent a child molester who is being accused of murder by children. Like, the whole thing is so crazy.
This is what I'm saying about defense attorneys should look. I wish that the idea was for everyone together to look for the truth.
Yes.
Instead of making some shit up.
Yeah.
And being, or like, here's a technicality and this is why, you know, I can't imagine defense attorneys like themselves that much.
No. Well, it must be really hard.
Sure.
But then they're doing it for those people that are, like, the few innocent.
Right.
But this guy was so not innocent. But the weird thing was, they didn't convict him on the 10 molestation charges.
Wow.
They didn't, they basically brought more charges against him. And then, like, the thing he finally got convicted for was holding a minor against their will or something, mm-hmm. and he got 35 years for it, like,
Jesus.
The maximum.
That's a lot, yeah.
The one thing they could make stick.
Yeah.
But because those boys had lied and done all that stuff, it made this guy look better than he should have looked.
Totally.
And there are a lot of people who still feel like no one ever heard what really actually happened, because there's no way that child molester was just an innocent bystander in that whole thing.
Well, when you think about these kids who were 12 and 13 but looked really young, does that mean that how do they hit their dad over the head with a baseball bat and kill him? That doesn't sound like something a young looking 12 or 13, like a slight, you know what I mean? Like, that's a...
Well, the older Derek is the one that did it, and he was a little taller and bigger, but the guy was sitting in like a lazy boy recliner. Mm-hmm. And so he may have been asleep. He may have just snuck up on him.
Because
they had run away, so they weren't in the house.
Right.
They weren't around.
So they snuck into the house. And
killed him.
And what's the story with the dad? Was he like a dick?
There's no proof. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Is that they couldn't prove anything. They couldn't prove the molestation. Everything was not word of mouth, but hearsay or whatever.
Yeah.
And the dad, they just said the dad was really strict.
Right.
And sometimes he would stare at them and they didn't like it.
The
so
fuck?
I think it was just like those kids just looked worse and worse and worse and worse as every time they talked about anything.
Yeah. So it's like the dad was a dad trying his
trying
best.
To be.
Maybe he was a dick.
Maybe he was a dick, but he was trying, you know. But who knows? Like, and also it was his friend. This
totally.
The child molester was his friend. That's the reason that guy was in their life. So who knows?
Don't you, like, do you wonder about, like, people we know that you're like, oh, like, they're a child. Like, what if they turn out to be a child molester? You would never know.
No.
You would never know.
Secrets. And now they're both out of jail.
Shut up.
They eventually got convicted. The older one got 8 years in jail and the little one got 7.
Jesus.
And now they're out. And one is, like, on drugs and violated his parole and had to go back, Alex, the younger one, because he got, like, into a car accident or something. It's all just really terrible and sad.
Where are they living?
Um,
down the street from here.
No, this all happened in Florida.
Okay.
But then they moved to somewhere in Texas.
Okay.
I think.
Damn.
Crazy.
So crazy.
And also, as I was doing it, I was like, oh, I love the story. It's so disgusting and crazy. But then there's no real answers, which drives me nuts.
I want to talk to the mom.
Oh, she came in. Not only did she come in the 11th hour, but she, Rosie O'Donnell, hired her two lawyers for the boys.
Wait, oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I think she was afraid they weren't getting like a fair thing. So she put some lawyers, Florida lawyers, on retainer for them.
Damn, Rosie.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, that mom. I hope she fucking can't have more kids.
Well, I think she's out of the game. I think she kind of didn't do it very good.
I bet she takes zero responsibility.
Well, she was in there trying to say, like, you here's how it needs to go. And the prosecuting attorney was like, lady, they wouldn't be here if you paid any attention to that.
Ouch.
Yeah. Which Damn. Is true.
I mean, totally true.
You can't just bail and then come back, you know, when everything's gone to shit.
You can't bail. Mom or dad, you can't bail on your kid and expect them to have an okay life.
Mm-mm. No.
You can't do that.
Especially mom.
Especially mom. Not to be fucking sexist, but...
But it's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
You're telling your kids they're not wanted.
Yeah, that they don't matter to you, the one person that matters the most to them.
Totally.
Ugh. Gross.
This is a fun subject.
That's mine.
It's a good one. What is it called? Is it like the
Derek and Alex King trial?
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. All right. Want to hear my favorite murder?
I really do.
For children who kill their parents?
Yes.
Mine is the Richardson family murder. Richardson family murder. Okay, so in Medicine Hat, Alberta, Canada.
I love when Canadians get violent.
You know, Canadians, I've been noticing from the Facebook group, there's a lot of fucked up murders in Canada.
Yeah, there are.
And they, yeah, it's really interesting.
I think because there's like so much, it's wide open space.
Totally.
Yeah.
This is Canada's youngest multiple murderer.
Oof.
Her name is Jasmine Richardson.
Is this the one that's 12 but looks like she's 25?
Shut up. Yes.
Sorry.
No, it's good. It's good. Yes, it totally is. So in April of 2006, Mark Richardson, who was 42, Deborah Richardson, who was 48, and this is the fucking sad part. I mean, it's all sad, but Jacob Richardson, who was 8 years old, was found dead. And the daughter, who was 12 years old, was nowhere to be found. So this is the reason there's photos of her out there, is because at first she was a missing person. So they splayed her photo all over the news, and they're like, where is this chick? Turns out they find her. The next day she gets arrested. She is 12 years old, hot, like, goth chick. Dating a 23-year-old dude named Jeremy Allen Steinke. S-T-E-I-N-K-E.
Steinke.
Steinke.
That's the worst last name of all time.
I know. Maybe he rebelled because he's like this gross. He's like the dude that we probably dated in high school.
Yeah.
He's like a gross goth dude who looks like probably wears eyeliner. He said he was a 300-year-old werewolf that liked the taste of blood. He's like that guy. Like, gross. I dated, when I was like 14 and on drugs, I dated older dudes and I thought it was the coolest. Like, this is what the story interested me too, because it was like, oh yeah, that could have been me. I mean, yeah. I would never have killed my family, but.
But who knows if you get like pulled in by some weirdo.
Yeah. And he kind of, it seems like, I mean, it definitely seems like he's the one who egged the whole thing on, because he said he watched, like, hours before the murder, watched Natural Born Killers.
Yeah.
And it was like, me and my girlfriend are these people. We're going to kill your family. So they went in there. The dad, this is so graphic. The dad was stabbed so many times, he didn't have blood in him anymore.
Oh, my God.
And they found him. And then this is the saddest part. Don't listen if you don't want to hear about children getting murdered. Because I don't even want to. This poor 8-year-old kid, she sat up there. His big sister sat up there with him. She says she covered his ears while his parents got killed in the basement. And then, because she didn't want him to hear it. So it's like, well, then she also didn't want him to get murdered. But the guy came up there, the boyfriend, and was like, kill him. So together they kind of killed him.
Ugh.
Just like disgusting and awful and like.
Insane.
Insane, and it makes me not. She's 12 years old, but it makes me have no sympathy for her anymore.
No.
You know?
No. If she could do that, sit with her brother and cover his ears or whatever, there's some modicum of control that she had, or she could have taken him out the window.
Totally.
Or something.
Something. Except, and now, man, she's going to community fucking college and has a job and lives on her own.
Oh.
Because in, you can't be tried as an adult when you're under 14 in Canada for murder. So that, or in the longest you can get is 10 years. So she was 12 at the time, got 10 years, got out early. She's now under the care of a psychiatrist. She expresses genuine remorse, quote, genuine. I mean, I was a little shit when I was young, but I would, but I knew you don't kill your family.
Well, I don't think it's, a fair comparison. You probably.
But being a little shit and a murderer is not the same thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's true. And I wonder what drugs they were doing. Were they on drugs together?
It didn't talk about drugs, but they had to be on something.
Yeah. Oy,
yoy. I know. So he got 3 life sentences. Yeah.
So she essentially didn't, like, she only got punished for a little while?
Punished for a little while. She's going to school. I was reading a Reddit thing that's like, someone was like, yeah, I go to this school and none of us know who she is, even though there's photos of her. And she looks so much older. Look up Jasmine Richardson. She's like a pretty gothy girl who looks 18 at the least.
At the least.
But you'd think that you could recognize her, but everyone's like, no one can tell who she is.
Well, you know what? I bet she grew those eyebrows in.
Sure.
She probably got a nice stencil, an eyebrow stencil.
Let's say hair is bleached blonde now, maybe.
Bleached blonde would be smart.
No, or maybe she's like the most square looking person in the world now.
She goes full J. Crew.
Full J. Crew.
Yeah. That's a good way to hide.
We perm? Were about that. Marcia Clark perm?
Bugged out Marcia Clark eyes?
Yeah, totally. Spray tan. Because you're not goth anymore.
And also, or she could be doing mousy brown hair that almost isn't a color, and like John Lennon glasses, and just being like sexless, plain.
Yeah.
Like the person. I always think about that of like, if I ever wanted to be a spy, I know exactly what I would wear and like do.
We don't look like spies, you and I.
No.
Yeah.
You'd have to be. I look like an old goth lady who stopped trying 3 years ago.
No, you don't. We would have to go real norm. Real normal. Yes. Not norm.
Yeah. We would have to do, it would have to be light honey brown, box dyed hair.
And also like cardigan sets.
Yeah.
Right?
Ugh. Or maybe just like, just have a shopping day at Marshall's.
We would have to look like I looked, or like one would look when you have an office job you hate and don't want to spend any money on the clothes.
Yeah. So it's those like button down blouses that like are ruched at the waist.
Yes.
And then a pencil skirt.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. You can. It's easy to hide in plain sight.
Cheap, shitty boots.
Shitty boots, black tights.
And then your purse is clearly from Payless. Like your purse is from Payless.
Sure. And then you just got a scrunchie. You've got all the hair, the permed hair up in a scrunchie.
All of it's up in a scrunch.
No makes.
Shaved eyebrows. And then they're penciled back in.
Ooh, that's a bit. That almost might seem glamorous, though.
That is.
I think you grow the eyebrows in.
Yeah,
for sure. That'd be hard for me, though.
Okay. Lip liner only. No lipstick.
Yes. Or just no lipstick.
Right.
Just no lips.
Oh, my God.
What about those people that wear all foundation? So just foundation, you have like an all beige face.
It's like no contouring whatsoever.
No contouring, no lipstick, no eye makeup. Oh. You just got the basics covered.
Yeah.
The baby.
My cat is stoked on this look for me. He's like, he'll just never leave the house anymore.
Wow, I'm fascinated.
I am too.
I do remember seeing that picture, and when I read that she was 12, I was like,
yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. I don't know how. I was like, that must be an older photo of her. Nope, that's what she looked like. And I think she supposedly lied. They maybe met in a chat room, and supposedly she might have been lying about her age. Saying she was 15, so he's still a 23-year-old fucking a 15-year-old.
Yes. Also, if he's 300, he should have been able to pick up on that lie.
Yeah.
If he's been around that much, think he would know.
And they killed their parents, supposedly, because they disapproved of the relationship, which is like, this was bothering me so much about the whole thing, is like, these parents get killed for parenting.
Yeah.
that bothers me so much. Like, these parents get killed for something that later in your life, you're like, they were right. Like, yes. I look back at my mom and how mad I was at her and embarrassed I was at certain moments, like, and I'm like, oh, no, you were being an asshole. She was parenting.
Yes. Although in some of these cases where it is goes to murder, it's like, what was it like in the day-to-day in that house?
Yeah.
Because it's not, there definitely are the kids that are like sociopaths or psychopaths that kill their parents because they want money or you know, whatever it is. But then I think there's some that it gets built in by like either, you know, abuse or just like creepy shit happening that it's a reaction.
So, but it's, I just hate blaming the parents. I mean, on one hand, you gotta be like
blaming
the parents. I say, who are you blaming? You gotta, like, okay, I know this is so like naive of me, but like the parents were still married, so maybe they couldn't have been that fucked up, which maybe. Is so silly of me, I know, but like
you're just trying to use your context clues.
Yes.
Put it all together.
Yes I am.
That's why, like, yeah, and those in my story where it's just like, does anybody know anything else?
Yeah,
because I would just like a little bit of background information.
Well, a lot of the websites are just regurgitating the same shit from every article you've already read, which is why I love Reddit, because there's always some person who's like, I remember the news reports. Like, I didn't know that the reason there are photos of her out there, even though she was 12, is because they thought she was missing. So they let those, they released those photos of her initially. It's interesting stuff.
Yeah. They probably thought she was like taken.
Totally.
Ugh.
And she could have played that to her advantage.
Well,
12.
Hey, Karen, you know that feeling when you're stressed out and your heart starts to pound and your mind is racing?
I do. I know it well.
Well, while there's no cure for stress, therapy can help shape your response to it. And since May is Mental Health Awareness Month, there's no better time to try Talkspace.
When you sign up for Talkspace, you'll receive a personalized match with a therapist or psychologist, typically within 48 hours.
Forbes rates Talkspace as the number one online therapy platform, plus their licensed professionals are in-network with almost all major insurance companies.
Once you meet your therapy goals, or if you want to cancel for any reason, Talkspace will provide you with a prorated refund for unused time. I feel like these days people understand the importance of therapy, but the difficult part is just taking that first step. It took me months to make my first therapy appointment. I was so scared. I had a lot of ideas in my head about it. And that's why I think Talkspace is such a good idea, because making it so approachable will just get you there sooner. Then you can actually get in there, figure out what you need, talk to an actual professional, and be on your way to solving some stuff that you might want to solve.
To celebrate Mental Health Awareness Month and the power of talking it out in therapy, Talkspace is offering our listeners $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80.
Go to Talkspace.com/MFM and use promo code SPACE80.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/MFM and enter promo code SPACE80 and get $80 off your first month and show your support for our show.
That's Talkspace.com/MFM. Enter promo code SPACE80.
Goodbye.
There's something about the sound of an old-timey cash register that really takes me back.
I know. It sounds like someone is about to hand me an ice cream cone, but it also sounds like we just sold some merch.
That's right. And if you're a Shopify user like us, you know that this sound means you just made a sale.
Shopify has helped millions of businesses sell their products online, but did you know they also offer the same support for brick and mortar stores?
From accepting payments to managing inventory, they have everything you need to sell in person. So give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify.
Shopify POS tracks sales across all your locations. That way, you'll always know what you have in stock and where.
They also provide reliable tech that fits your unique retail needs, like turning a tablet into a credit card reader.
And if you're looking to reach new customers, check out Shopify's marketing tools. They're easy to use and they integrate with all social media platforms.
With Shopify, we have a powerful partner for managing our sales. And if you're a business owner, you can too.
Do retail right with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period today at shopify.com/murder. And here's the important note, that promo code is all lowercase.
So go to shopify.com/murder and take your retail business to the next level.
That's shopify.com/murder. Again, don't forget, the code is all lowercase.
Goodbye.
I just want to talk more about what you would do to hide in plain sight. I feel like I've thought about this more than I even realize. Like hoop earrings.
I mean, sometimes I'll think of like being a spy and like what a bummer it is that we're in a day and age where we can't just disappear and become spies or just disappear, you know?
Yeah.
It's a bummer. Like you'd always hope there's some day in your life when you get to just like have a spy moment or have a, you know, we all want to be private detectives.
For sure. I would love it.
Can someone hire us for a job as private detectives so we can just have one experience?
We want to get paid, but we don't have qualifications.
None. I feel it should be
something important.
Yeah. I feel like you and I, above anyone else I know, would be better at this than anyone else.
I mean, I sure would give it my all. I promise to read every article.
Yeah. I think we'd be good at it. I think we'd be good. I think we'd know to like how to separate and what to like, how much space to give them and what to pretend that you're doing. And
well, and also that thing of that detectives talk about, and it's held against them a lot, but I believe in it 100%, is that gut reaction to people.
Yeah.
And so when they just go, I like this guy for something, or this guy doesn't feel right.
Right.
I find that fascinating because so many different times in my life, I've been in places where I'm like, I don't know why, but I'm just going to get away from this person right now. I've done that a lot.
Yep.
And you just trust it.
Yeah, I agree.
Should we do a...
Yeah.
Emails?
Yeah, we have some good your hometown murders. You guys are really fucking killing it.
You're killing it. And so much so, I don't know if you guys saw, but we got a really nice review on the AV Club that specifically mentioned how good the hometown murder stories are.
Totally.
And how scary they are.
Going to rip up your notes right
now. That's okay.
Okay. Yeah, you guys are part of this podcast and we appreciate it.
Yeah.
So you can email them to us at myfavoritemurder@gmail.com. You can join the Facebook group. It's a private group, so people won't see that you're an insane person who loves murders.
but you have to ask to join it. Is that right?
Yeah. You just need to be approved, and you're being approved by me. And I so far have not approved anyone. So it's not scary. And then we also have a Twitter account, myfavemurder, FAV. So if you need to go there, you should follow us there.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to start?
Sure. Let's see. This is the one I marked. I like to lay in bed and read these.
I know, I do too.
The best. And then flag ones that are like, you know, clear, concise, easy. So let's see. This is one that I flagged. Ooh, this is creepy. So, hi ladies. This is from Mait, Maite. Mm-hmm. Mait Elgueta Clavel, and I think she's originally from Chile, so that's why she has such a fascinating name. Mait. All right, so she says, hi ladies, really cool to have found your podcast. I'm originally from Chile, but I've lived in New Zealand, NZ, for over 10 years now. NZ. My husband and I are really fascinated by cold cases and always talk about it. There's so many here in NZ that are very interesting and worth mentioning, like the Bain murders or the Mark Lundy's case, naming them here so you have a chance to research a little. but the one I want to tell you about happened in the town I grew up in, and the victim was a student from my school, so that's one personal connection on the case. Carla Oyarzun was a 15-year-old talented student and athlete who was found dead at a sports training park in Orsono, Chile. And she had been raped, beaten, and strangled with her own running tights. On the evening of December 17th, 2008, Carla and her sister went for the usual training session at the city outdoor sports facility. They usually go to training with their dad, but that day their mom was sick, so the dad stayed home looking after her, and the girls trained together for a while, then separated. Carla stayed behind doing extra laps, and her sister went home, in parentheses, terrible move, after a few hours, and with no signs of Carla, the family members and friends went to look for her, and among these friends was fellow athlete and former coach of Carla, Christian Rogel, R-O-J-E-L, 35. He knew the area very well, so he led the search that night and also helped the police search the following morning. He even talked to the media, saying that he had seen her training and told her that she shouldn't be on her own, that it was late.
All red flags.
It was dangerous, yep. And she wrote, I mean, hello.
You're just implicating. You're telling everyone that you were there.
Yeah.
You're fucking idiot.
So interested.
Yep.
So Carlo's body was discovered the following morning at a remote part of the training field, an area that was covered in really high wheatgrass. a wheat-like grass. So as you might have guessed, he raped and killed her. And do you know how he got caught? His wife saw him coming home that night and jumping in the shower with his clothes on as if he was trying to wash them. She found that odd. And when she heard Carla being dead, she checked her husband's wet clothing, and it was covered in dry grass, like the wheatgrass.
Son of a bitch.
And then she saw something that looked like blood, so she called the police, and the blood was matched to Carla's DNA. He raped her with a condom so he wouldn't get caught. He was found guilty of rape and first-degree murder, is currently serving a life sentence in a local prison. He's never confessed to killing her. He first said that they were lovers and the sex was consensual, later admitted to have raped her, but insisted he left her alive.
Jesus,
yeah, right.
Dude. just confess at this point.
Yeah.
Good for his fucking wife, man. Like,
I know.
You know, that's the kind of person that people need to be, is like...
Imagine that moment where you look down and you see all the... Oh, my God.
I would want to throw up. I would run out of the house.
That's like the moment in Silence of the Lambs where she's like, may I use your phone, please?
Right.
Where you try to act calm, but there's no way to be calm.
Right. Yeah. Oh. Such a good, that's, oh, you know, I read an article recently that was just an interview from the two, Mr. I don't want to hurt your dog, and puts the lotion on. I read an article that was just interviewing the two of them and what their experiences were like, and it was amazing.
Were they together?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was like quotes from both of them. But
that's so funny.
That's I've never heard that story before. And
every time I see Mr. I got your dog, every time I see her in anything else, like, I'm so proud.
Did you know she was in Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
I did not realize it was her until I read that article. I was so happy
she's
for her.
She's doing
great. I know. She's fine. She's
life got that after the pit.
Residual money. Okay. Here's mine. This I'm going to read this one from someone on her Facebook group, Lori Baker Martin. Darling girl. She says, here's a murder that happened in my hometown of Coffeyville, Kansas on December 11th, 1999. A man named John Dalton, a social worker, married a woman with two kids. Her name was Holly Stack. No one knows exactly what sent John Dalton off the deep end of these things. His former landlady said he was kind, attentive, charming, but he hid behind a door in their house on that day and waited for his two stepchildren to come home from school and then beat them to death with an aluminum baseball bat. I know. Then he hid out and waited for Holly to come home from work. He did the same to her. He stayed in the house with those three horribly mutilated bodies for 3 days. He even ate meals in the kitchen with them. Mm. So clearly he fucking
went
something
crazy.
Went. It's not like he just wanted to kill them. Like something went, something snapped.
Yeah.
The end of it, the story is both unsatisfactory and fulfilling. John Dalton was arrested and charged with the murders, but he never stood trial. While he was waiting for trial, he developed throat cancer and succumbed to it behind bars 2 years later. On a more satisfying note, Coffeyville has located a safe house for Coffeyville has started a safe house for women on that site, at that site.
Oh, that's cool.
It's called Holly's House. Incidentally, while I don't think John Dalton was a relative of Coffeyville's famous Dalton gang members, the shootout between that gang and townspeople in 1892 resulted in the deaths of four gang members, four townspeople, and the sheriff. It's Coffeyville's claim to fame.
Wow, Coffeyville.
Who would have thought Coffeyville, Kansas?
I do love those Midwestern stories, though, because there's something extra, like, you know, it's all quiet and crickets at night and everything, and then just someone waiting behind a door.
Well, are you watching the new Stephen King Hulu fucking?
No.
Dude.
Is it so good?
Dude. It's so good.
What's it called?
11. What's the date that?
Oh, 1123.
63.
Oh, I didn't realize that was Stephen King.
That's the day Kennedy was killed. And the whole thing is like a going back and it's like a Back to the Future thing.
Oh.
It's good. It might get. It's good. It's really good. It's fun.
I got to see it.
If you're into, like, you know, he goes back in time and tries to stop President Kennedy from being killed.
Oh, my God. Just like your dream.
Like my dream.
For his brother.
Right. Because I don't think anything could have been done at that point. But it's good. And, like, other little things along the way. There's, like, other storylines. It's really, it's fun.
Awesome.
Everyone should watch it. It's on Hulu.
I love it.
Yeah. Wow. That was fun.
Yeah. Action-packed. A lot of bats.
A lot of baseball bats, unfortunately.
A lot of terrible children.
Don't keep a baseball bat in your house, people.
But keep those murder stories coming.
Please.
We do love them, and we are reading them.
Oh, my God, we are.
And it's just kind of exciting.
Yeah, we love it. You guys, thanks for listening. Follow us in all the places we talked about earlier.
And rate us on iTunes. Rate, review, and
Subscribe. Please do that, because that gets us so many more viewers and listeners, like the higher up we get. And we want everyone to listen to this because we want everyone to be fucked up in the head.
Yay.
Like us.
We need to share. You know what? Sharing is caring.
It definitely
is.
I'm
talking about.
And go to feralaudio.com for a lot more things on better podcasts.
And, stay sexy.
Stay sexy. Don't get murdered.
Bye.
Bye.